The runaway growth of algae can choke lakes with green slime, and it can poison the water, threatening people and their pets. Experts say increasing drought in the West is making these algal blooms more likely. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau explains.
Algae like to grow in warm, still, nutrient-rich water. So Sudeep Chandra with the Global Water Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, predicts algal blooms will get more common thanks to climate change.
We're seeing excessive algal growth in Lake Tahoe from time to time, but we're also seeing it back east in the eastern Great Basin at the Great Salt Lake.
In Reno, Nevada, city officials have to issue more public health advisories for algal blooms during drought years. That's because cyanobacteria, also known as blue-green algae, can release deadly toxins when less water is flowing. Chandra says cyanobacteria don't always produce toxins, although scientists don't know why yet. They also play a critical role in ecosystems, where algae form the base of the food chain. In the meantime, he says it's better to be cautious around your local lake during an algal bloom. And as temperatures go down, that green slime will start to go away. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.